This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, cartoons about psychiatry, and what do we think about that?
And why are we so obsessed? First, in a close Virginia Senate race, incumbent Republican George Allen's reelection bid was forced off message earlier this week over a question about his Jewish heritage. It was the second time Allen has had to deal with racial or ethnic issues in his campaign against Democrat James Webb. Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, as he does every Friday. Hi, Juan.
Madeline, Mike, good to be with you.
Well, so what's happening with Allen? This was a man who is expected to easily glide into reelection, and now it seems that he's fighting for his political future.
He's fighting for his political life, as you say, Madeline. I think one of the issues here is that it comes on the footsteps of an earlier controversy in which he referred to one of his opponent's campaign aides as macaca. That was taken to be a racial slur against this young man who's of Indian descent. But, of course, he was born in the United States. And then Allen followed up that comment by saying, "Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia." So he was clearly playing to a strong racial element in saying it in just that way in the southeastern part of the state. He got a lot of criticism for it. It tightened up the race as a result. And now he's come to this point where he had such an angry reaction when a reporter asked him about his Jewish heritage. And only later did he acknowledge that, in fact, his mother is Jewish.
And I think people were offended by his reaction to the question, in that he said something along the lines of, "You are casting aspersions," meaning implying perhaps a negative implication to his Jewish heritage.
That's right. And it's not only that he had such a strong and angry reaction to the question. Now, he said that in part it was because he was again being asked about the macaca incident. Right before he was asked about his Jewish heritage. But it's also that I think many people are wondering why he's having and been so reluctant to express an interest in exploring his own religious heritage. Could it be that he is afraid that the very image that he has crafted all these years as this strong Christian evangelical who appeals to the far right might be rejected if that base knew that he was Jewish?
Okay, Juan, let's talk about another race where religion is a prominent factor. This is in Pennsylvania, a close race between Republican Rick Santorum and Democrat Bob Casey. What's going on there?
Well, again, religion plays a key role in this race, Madeline. What you see is that about, you know, a third of the voters are Catholic in the state, but both candidates, Casey and Santorum, are Catholics. Casey has been leading in this race because Santorum has been such an advocate for strong conservative causes in the Senate, and to the point of making himself a polarizing figure. And right now, among people who are Catholic, Casey holds a 7 percentage point lead, but among people who are strongly opposed to abortion, Santorum holds a 17-point lead. On issues like same-sex marriage, Santorum would ban it, while Casey says, no, he's not about banning it. He does support civil unions, but he just doesn't want to deal with the issue of same-sex marriage. So you see these slight differences, but they are both trying to appeal to a strong religious base and to Catholic voters, who are a major factor.
Let's stay in the Northeast. The race in Maryland pits Republican Michael Steele, an African-American, against the Democrat Ben Cardin. What's your analysis there, Juan?
Well, the Lieutenant Governor Steele really is posing an unusual challenge to the Democratic Party and to Ben Cardin. Cardin was successful running in the Democratic primary against Kwesi Mfume, the former head of the NAACP, the former congressman, another African-American. The question now is, can Ben Cardin hold on to the African-American vote as he faces an African-American Republican? Steele has already been endorsed by the likes of hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons. If you're going to get a major segment of black voters going over to the Republican side because that candidate is black, that could present a huge problem for Ben Cardin, taking away a major part of his Democratic constituency.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks a lot, Juan.
You're welcome, Mike. You're welcome, Madeline.